Johnny got a toy golf set when he was three, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson. Johnny got a toy golf set when he was three, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.
Hello there! My name is Bartholomew J. Fancy Cat, but humans have taken to calling me Sprinkles. I am a feline of discerning taste and luxury, and I demand the very best, and I want it delivered to my door. Meowbox is a subscription service that caters to felines like myself and gives us all sorts of new treats to try, toys that entertain, and even helps fellow animals in rescue shelters. They even personalize it for your cat's name. They still insist on calling me Sprinkles, however. What are you waiting for, human? Promo code GEEK10 and get 10% off your first subscription at meowbox.com. Now go visit meowbox.com for more information and tell them Sprinkles sent you.
Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to the Nerd News Network. I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd. Today is Sunday, April 10th, 2016.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It has been an unbelievably crappy 2 weeks. Had another run-in with the hospital this past week. And, well, I'm not going to get into the specifics of it, but let's just say there are some major changes coming to my life in the next couple of months, and the word surgery may be mentioned at some point. So, let's just say, my Twig listeners, if I could get some good vibes from you, it would definitely be appreciated, but if everything works out the way that I want it to, then hopefully your Birdman will be around for some significant time on the good old blue marble we call planet Earth. So, with that all being said, that's why certain things have been pushed back. Now, as of today, like I said, today is Sunday. We are recording Topic Show on Tuesday. I will have that up for Wednesday. I'm hoping to record a prototype with Jamie in the next couple of days and hopefully get things more back to normal than what they have been in the last couple of weeks. It's been an incredibly rough go. In fact, if you hear me cough during this episode, you get to hear what sounds like a squeaky toy. So hopefully I can avoid that, because it's just not fun. I'm going to take a drink of water right now, so I can avoid doing that. But anyway, I hope you guys are well. April showers bring blizzards, if you happen to live in southern Ontario, or pretty much anywhere in the northeast of the United States or Canada. It has been a terrible bit of weather. I think the last time I talked to you guys, we had the power go out. We're actually under another winter storm warning right now, where they're talking about ice and all that sort of thing. So if we lose power, it really wouldn't surprise me. Like, it was terrible. The last time we had this happen, we lost a couple of $100 worth of food because our refrigerator was out for like so long. Luckily, most of our freezer stuff survived, but everything in our fridge totally went. And we just went grocery shopping, too, and that was, like, the worst part of it, so. Anyway, though, enough of the downright depressing. So what am I going to be talking about this week on the show? Well, I've got a couple of quick reviews for you. I'm going to be talking about Nintendo's Hyrule Legends, and that's for the new Nintendo 3DS. It'll be a really quick review there. I'm also going to talk about something I got sent from Playmates. As you guys know, I'm a huge fan of Nerf guns, and I've got kind of their version of it where they're called T-Blasts, and they're kind of like these foam dart guns, and I'll talk a little bit more about those later on in the show. So the big elephant in the room that everybody wants to talk about is Star Wars Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. So this past week, I think it was on Good Morning America, the official teaser trailer was released, running at just under 2 minutes. More teaser than I thought we'd actually get. Now, this movie doesn't come out until December of this year, and we're supposed to get a Star Wars movie every year now until the franchise becomes unprofitable, I'm guessing. And I'm excited for this one. Now, this is Rogue One tells the story of the theft of the Death Star plans. And it happens between episodes 3 and 4. Like, this is literally, I'm guessing, like a couple of weeks, couple of months before episode 4, A New Hope. I kind of wonder if the final shot of the movie is going to be the tentative four flying over Tatooine as Darth Vader's Star Destroyer captures it, which I think would be a wonderful bit of continuity there. But we'll just have to kind of wait and see what happens with that, though. So, looking at this trailer, it looks cool. This looks like a Star Wars action movie. And they've said this will feel very different than other Star Wars movies. And that's a very important thing to note because, as far as I can tell, there are no Jedi in this. Now, rumor has it that Darth Vader is going to make an appearance, and full well he should, or maybe one of his Inquisitors, which would make Star Wars Rebels more and more important in terms of the canonicity of the characters and concepts that it developed. Even though the show is considered canon, it would certainly go a long way into legitimizing it into a lot of fans as must-see TV, kind of like how the Clone Wars, I'm pretty sure that's canon as well. But a lot of this stuff has been turned into quote-unquote Star Wars Legends, which is the EU stuff. But yeah, so we get to see, I think the character's name is Jin, and she's like, you're responsible for Imperial forgery, theft, aggravated assault, blah, blah, blah. And Mon Mothma, who was actually the same actress who played it in a Revenge of the Sith deleted scene, totally channels the role that the other actors who played it in the actual Return of the Jedi, they look really, really alike. She's like, you're a rebel. She's like, well, you're a rebellion. I rebel. What do you want? And you see a bunch of really cool scenes, like stormtroopers fighting in the streets. You see AT-ATs on like a swamp-type planet or tropical planet anyway, which looks really, really, really cool. I've heard someone describe this as going to be like a true Star Wars war movie, almost like Band of Brothers. I've heard it described also as a Star Wars heist movie. Now, last year, I did have a chance to interview Alan Tudyk, and I really wished I could have pressed him for answers about this. Now, there is a droid visible in a couple shots of this. I kind of wonder if that is his character, because I'm pretty sure it's been said that his performance is a motion capture character. And if he's like the new, quote-unquote, 3PO, so to speak, I am not opposed to that. I think that's actually a really good bit of casting. We're also seeing something I think it's kind of neat. Now, this is like me because I'm a huge nerd for this sort of thing. I think you see cross-generational stormtrooper armor. There's one point in the trailer where you see, I guess, what would be like a hover transport, which I know is covered in the Star Wars West End role-playing game, which is the old role-playing game you play on Terrible Warriors, which you can check out at terriblewarriors.com, by the way. And you see what looks like a hybrid between the Star Wars Revenge of the Sith clone armor and the more Imperial Stormtrooper stuff, which you see in episodes 4 through 6, and then the evolution of that being in The Force Awakens. So I'm kind of wondering if that's the case. We also see a brand new type of Stormtrooper, which has been described as a death trooper, maybe a shadow trooper. I'm kind of wondering if they're rad troopers, which once again is a concept that I'm almost certain was involved in the Star Wars role-playing game. but it's a cool looking design. I'm really, really, really impressed with like all the different parts on the helmet and everything. It looks really, 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 really neat. You're seeing some new weapons, not just the E-11 Stormtrooper blaster rifles, which I think is neat. Some new ships. Actually, one little neat bit of continuity. When you see the character of Jyn walk into the Yavin 4 base, the characters are dressed like the Rebel Troopers that would be on board the Tantive IV. So they're keeping in line with that type of dress. Everything looks like that used future, so to speak. They've got the DL-18 blaster pistols. You see a Gonk droid, that X-Wing. If you were to swing the camera around like 90 degrees, that's the X-Wing that I'm pretty sure Luke or Biggs uses. So there's so many just little points to this that are so fabulous that it makes me really, really excited to see this movie. And I actually talked about this on Geekcast Radio with Mike and Steve, and I'm like, you said this was going to suck. I want you to eat your words now. And yeah, like, we're all very, very, very excited for this. I mean, definitely I'm going to be there opening day for this one. I don't care if I'm recovering in a surgical bed or not. I'm going to find a way to friggin' see this. But yeah, this feels like the Star Wars role-playing universe or the expanded universe really come to life. Like, and it's going to sound weird because Star Wars often defines itself through Jedi. It'll be nice to see a different side of that. I'm really looking forward to seeing what they can do with the Han Solo movie. And I really hope this means the Boba Fett movie will actually happen now too. Because there's so much potential to make this amazingly badass. And I don't know, you could probably get Temuera Morrison to come back and voice the character or something like that. Or maybe he could even play an older Boba Fett if it takes place during Force Awakens. Because it was an unaltered clone. Like, he's aging normally. So, who's to say? I don't know. I think it'd be friggin' amazing. So, look for that in December. So, moving right along to this train, a new Marvel TV series has been ordered to go straight to series. And surprisingly, I'm not talking about Marvel's Most Wanted, which features Bobby and Hunter, Mockingbird and Lance Hunter, I think it is, from Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I'm still catching up on at this point, just because I've been so busy with other projects, I haven't had a chance to really watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. since it came back. But, so there are these two characters from the Spider-Man universe, and they're known as Cloak and Dagger. And you might know who they are if you've played the Super Nintendo or Genesis game Maximum Carnage. They were some of the support characters. Cloak would come in, fill the screen, kill everything. Dagger would come in, throw a couple of daggers, and then just jump off screen. But in this, I'm going to read part of this article that I got this from IO9. And it says, Tyrone Cloak Johnson and Tandy Dagger Bowen are mutates. Yes, that's different to a mutant because comics. So what they're doing is they're going to be having this work. The channel is called Freeform, which is used to be known as ABC Family. And they describe the series as being more skewed towards a young adult audience than Marvel's current shows, focusing on the romance between Tyrone and Tandy, describing it as two teenagers from very different backgrounds who find themselves burdened and awakened to newly acquired superpowers while falling in love. There's no writer attached to the project, but ABC has allegedly ordered the series to go straight to series. So this could be something kind of neat, actually, depending on who they have with it. And depending on how much the Marvel Universe can be quote-unquote connected, you could have other characters show up. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if Cloak and Dagger, if they get mentions of Daredevil or something like that. You could mention something like that. But because technically Daredevil's a rated R show, I doubt you're going to get Cloak and Dagger fighting the Punisher or something like that. But there's possibilities there, too. Because it's going to be on network TV, which means the budget might be a little bit higher. They might have a little bit more, I guess, I'm trying to think, what's the word I'm looking for here? They might have a little bit more free reign to do more with what they want, depending on how much Marvel lets them kind of play with it. Because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I like it. I really do. I love Daredevil. I love Jessica Jones. Looking forward to Luke Cage. I want to see these worlds all connect. And I know we're talking about the Defenders coming up in just a little over a year now. So I'm waiting for this TV universe to come together, to have its Avengers-type moment, to have Jessica Jones and Luke Cage and Daredevil, maybe Cloak and Dagger could join the Defenders. Also, Iron Fist will probably be coming out next spring. I know they're talking about the Punisher series. Hasn't been confirmed officially yet, but it'll likely happen after the Secret Defenders stuff, because Frank Castle is still very much alive, and John Bernthal did an amazing job as that character. So who's to say that we haven't seen the last of that? Because I think it'd be awesome to see that character come to life. But just to have a teenager-friendly Marvel show might do a lot to bring younger audiences into the Marvel universe, especially now that they're talking about mutates, and as opposed to something different from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., where we're talking about Inhumans. And Inhumans, I'm pretty sure, is 2018, 2019. And there's rumors I've heard, I can't remember clearly, that the Inhumans from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. may be different from the true Inhumans, so we may not see Black Bolt in the royal family. So, I don't know. It'll be very interesting. I'm very curious to see how Marvel's going to get all its ducks in a row with this. But damn, lining up to be something special. I'm excited. You should be excited. Look for that whenever the hell it comes out. Okay, so the next thing that I want to talk about, this will probably be my last news story-ish, Rock Band 4. So Harmonix, these guys have owned the Rock Band franchise for forever, and we got it coming out. We have Rock Band on the PS2, we have it on the Wii, Xbox 360, Xbox One, PS4, and there was going to be a PC port, but it was going to be crowdfunded. So what they needed was to raise $1.5 million. But last week, they only reached $792,817. Now, investors, people who are going to make money off this, invested $592,000, while only $201,000 of this money actually came from pledges. Now, they said, Harmonix said, as we enter our final 12 hours, we'd like to give a big thank you to all our backers and supporters. So, yeah, it turns out that Rock Band 4 will not be coming to PC at all, which kind of sucks. Although, they did have a more successful crowdfunding campaign a while back to bring Amplitude to PS3 and PS4, and I think the PS3 version just launched a little while ago. So that's kind of unfortunate, because I'm a huge fan of the Rock Band franchise, and I think it might be easier for musicians and artists to port their work if they had maybe, say, the PC tool set, because the Rock Band network, a lot of your stuff just isn't there. It's still playable on PS3 and Xbox 360, but not so much on Xbox One and PS4. And most tracks have made the jump over now, I think, in terms of importing and getting your license agreements and all that figured out. I know it was a bloody mess when the game first launched back in October, and I'm still currently checking the catalog to make sure it is this song now. Do I own it now? It's still kind of eh. And it kind of sucks, though, because I really like the musical genre of gaming. Like, I love Rock Band. I loved Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero Live, I wasn't so hot on, because the buttons, it felt weird. It's worth trying to see if you like it, but I don't know. Like, I can't remember the last time I actually picked up my Guitar Hero Live guitar or tried the Guitar Hero Live service. In fact, I'm pretty sure the developer behind that got shuttered a couple of weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, or they had massive layoffs, if I'm not too mistaken on that. But still, that really, really, really sucks. So I guess we're unlikely to get a new DJ Hero anytime soon. So Harmonix, that sucks to hear about that. It really sucks for PC players, because I think there could have been a lot of potential there. But what are you going to do? That's the way the cookie crumbles. Now, we're going to talk about a new game that came out from Nintendo a couple of weeks ago, and this is for the new Nintendo 3DS, but it will work on the 2DS and the 3DS as well. I've only played the 3DS or the new 3DS version of this game, and I am talking about Hyrule Warriors Legends. And this is a game I loved on the Wii U. I mean, I thought it was so cool to have The Legend of Zelda in a less serious context. Obviously, yeah, the world's in trouble, Hyrule, Triforce, whatever. But it was a huge fan service game. I mean, the storyline's ridiculous. It is what it is. And the storyline is the exact same here. It's basically a port. And I love the idea of having this on the go. I was really, really looking forward to this game. And playing it on my new 3DS, it's a love-hate relationship. I love the fact that I have this awesome, pretty much no-brainer button masher with me wherever I go. I think that's tremendously fun. The fact that I can, like I said, I can kick ass as all these different characters. Something like 20-plus characters now. You actually get 5 new ones exclusive to this version, which I think you get a code to unlock them in the Wii U version as well. So, including Linkle, I think. But you play through this game, and you can just tell, frankly, it's a shitty port. And that really sucks, because the frame rate, you don't play this game in 3D. It slows to a bloody crawl, especially on the new hardware. I expected just a little bit more out of it, so it's fun to play in 2D anyway. Everything looks just kind of And what I mean by that is, just everything looks muddy, it's kind of blurry. It doesn't look as sharp as it could, because other games that have been ported look better. I mean, look at the Legend of Zelda ones that we've had previously. Look at A Link Between Worlds, stuff like that. You know the system can do some amazing things. I think the system gets a little too ambitious porting newer titles like this. And while I applaud Nintendo for trying, it's just not as impressive as I would like. And this is a game I wanted to be so, so ridiculously excited for. And well, I like having it on the go. I just don't know if I can recommend you picking this game up at full price. Now, if you see this game on sale for like $15, yeah, sure, that's worth it. But to pay anything more than that, I don't think it's worth it at this time. And this should have been a showcase game for the new 3DS. I mean, this should have really been able to show off what the system can do. And like I said, from a technical standpoint, you did port a Wii U game onto a handheld. That's impressive in and of itself. But maybe this should have maybe spent a little bit more time under the hood to fine two things, get the like frame rate up, get some of the particle effects and all the explosions and all that thing to look a little bit nicer. It's kind of sad when some of the older games look better, but it is what it is. So Hyrule Warriors Legends on the new 3DS, it's probably a pass at this point unless you see it for sale. Or if someone gets it for you as a birthday gift, you probably shouldn't say no. Okay, so my good friends over at Playmates Toys are getting excited for the new Ninja Turtles movie, Out of the Shadows. And hopefully I'll have reviews of those toys in just a couple of weeks. But the cartoon, I'm thinking that's 4th season now, just celebrated its awesome like crossover with the 1987 Turtles, with Transdimensional. The hell, they even brought back Pat Fraihe and Gilbert Gottfried as the Krangs, and it's ridiculous. Turns out, as we saw in Turtles Forever, those universes are now canonically connected. But I'm getting ahead of myself. So anyway, you guys know, huge fan of Nerf Warfare. I have almost all the Star Wars Nerf guns from The Force Awakens. I'm only missing the Stormtrooper First Order Blaster, and I'm working on tracking down Rey's right now. So if you guys want to get me something, I would really love it if you got me the Stormtrooper Blaster. But anyway, so the good folks over at Playmates decided to kind of do their own version of them. And they gave me 2 to check out. I got one of the double barrel blasters. I got Donatello, which basically it looks like their heads. It's like them going, like this really mean looking head. and it has two barrels that have these large foam character darts. The darts are way bigger than your standard Nerf gun round. I'd almost compare them, actually, they're almost as big as shotgun shells. Real life shotgun shells. They're probably about half as heavy. And they feature a pullback mechanism, which will actually launch them. And these things will fire quite far and quite hard. Now, the problem I have with this is the guns don't cock. So what I mean by that is you pull back and it just fires. So you're technically always using two hands to do this. You couldn't just fire one-handed and that's it. So, however, though, I almost see this as safer in a weird way. I mean, basically, your shots will always be deliberate. So you're not going to have accidental fires with it. And because the darts are a little bit bigger, while they seem a little bit more forceful, they feel... because I guess there's more surface area, you're less likely to get shot in the eye, so to speak, I guess. Just follow my kind of logic with this. But I do like them just because they do have significant power. So if you were ping in a Nerf gun war, you actually might have the advantage with the pistol because you can take the time to line up your shot and just launch the shotgun shell at the other person. And with the double barrel blasters, you have two shots. So this is sort of like your reserve weapon. I would almost compare this to the Marshall 16 from Black Ops 3, which is the handheld shotgun pistol. I never thought I'd put Ninja Turtles and Call of Duty in the same sentence, but hey, here we are. The next gun that they sent me was the Quad Blaster. This looks a lot like the Nerf End Strike guns that I have, and it features a quad barrel where each trigger pull turns the actual, it rotates the barrel. Once again, there is no cocking mechanism. You pull back and fire like that. So, once again, the character darts, same size as the other ones. They're about, like I said, shotgun shell size. You are getting significant power with these things. And pretty much what I said goes for the double barrel blaster. I can see a lot less misfires with this, because you're going to have to take your time to line up your shot. You can't just fire and forget. You're going to have to take time, aim, fire, pull the trigger, pull back, fire. So a not true semi-auto, almost like a sniper rifle, in a sense, but, you know, more like an active reload from Gears of War. I'm just throwing all sorts of video game kind of metaphors out at you. So you might be asking yourself, are these things worth it? I'm actually a huge fan of the double barrel. I really like the way it looks. Like I said, they're goofy, grinning Ninja Turtles. Actually, Michelangelo is a crossbow. His, I really wish I got. I think his looks actually kind of neat. So you can almost have your own Daryl Dixon zombie shooting fetish there. But I could actually see these being... I could actually see some neat modifications happening with these in terms of cosplay, actually. I don't know. There's just something about these. I could see modders having a lot of fun with these because of the power that these things potentially have. They almost kind of remind me of like Mass Effect type stuff too. In fact, when my wife Blair saw me pull these things out, she looked at them and says, hey, that kind of looks like one of the Mass Effect pistols. I'm like, yeah, kind of actually. Kind of looks like the M7 Predator, I think it was, or the Shuriken machine pistol. Let's just say she's seen me do a lot of Mass Effect, so she knows a fair chunk about the franchise, too. So, yeah, ultimately, yeah, I actually can recommend these. They're fast, they're fun, and just the fact that you have a bigger shot than the other guy, I think, kind of gives you a bit of an advantage in terms of power. You're not going to have the advantage in terms of speed or, you know, having the ability to rapid fire. But the fact that, like I said, you're launching a significantly bigger shot at them means you're probably more likely to hit them. And it's probably going to hurt a little bit less getting hit in the eye with these things. Or at least I think, anyway. But don't shoot your pets. Don't aim it at someone's face. Don't be a jerk. But anyway, so that's going to do it for this edition of the Nerd News Network. Hope you guys have enjoyed it. So my reviews in short, Hyrule Warriors Legends for the new Nintendo 3DS. Like I said, maybe take a pass on it. If you get it as a gift, that's cool. And for the Ninja Turtles T-Blasters, they're probably worth checking out. And I would recommend the Double Barrel Blasters right now. I think they're the most fun. Though, maybe give that Michelangelo Crossbow a bit of a look at it, too. They also have some additional ones. They have one called the Talking Shell Cannons, which have what look like giant clips. These ones I actually wonder if they do cock. But I don't have any hands-on experience with them, so I really, really, really couldn't tell you. So anyway, guys, like I said, hopefully we will have Topic Show out late Tuesday. Prototype this week. Nerd News will be next weekend at some point. Terrible Warriors update. You guys will really love this. I'm working on a Dragon Ball Z Sailor Moon crossover. Not like that 90s hentai crap. Oh, God. But I hopefully am developing a cool story for that. Going to be some new faces or new voices to the podcast, and it won't be a complete sausage party. I'm excited. And I'm also working on something very special for something we haven't quite announced just yet. But let's just say we're going to the land of Ravenloft, and I'm really looking forward to playing with that. Should be recording at the Zoomerplex with Justin and a few other people towards the end of the month. So anyway, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd. Be sure to check out our sponsors on meowbox.com. You'll hear new commercials next week, and you're going to be voting Vote Sprinkles 2016. Anyway, guys, been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying live free or die hard. I'll catch you guys again next time right here on thisweekingeek.net.
Want to see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show.
So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my God, there's snot on my face.
And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub. And I'm not a join. Not a join. What the f*** does that mean? That 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Okay, I'm good. Geico.
Holy shit. Oh, my gosh. Freak. Die. Holy crap. Whoa. Whoa, my God, whoa. Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content. As well, subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by replying to @ThisWeekInGeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Pronobozo at pronobozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on condo insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you took minimalism too far because there's only one chair in your entire condo and your only entertainment is one card. Not even a deck of cards, but a single card. And all your guests have to share one plate and one fork, but you're convinced that less stuff means more freedom. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the overly minimalist broom closet you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on condo insurance.
GEICO presents yet another voicemail from your roommate.
Hi! So, about the kitchen. Turns out, when there's a grease fire, you're not supposed to throw water on it. Who would have known, right? Anyways, the fire department is here, and it's totally cool. Give me a call back when you get a chance.
The GEICO Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if danger is your roommate's middle name. Visit GEICO.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.